again by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 14th of September, 2007. It's the birthday of philosopher Alan Bloom, born Indianapolis, 1930, best known as the author of a book called The Closing of the American Mind, 1987, about what he believed was the decline of higher education in this country. He taught philosophy at the University of Chicago and at Cornell. He was a witness to the student protests of the 60s. He argued that by giving up on the Western canon of literature, Americans had given up on wisdom. He wrote, "We are like ignorant shepherds living on a site where great civilizations once flourished. We play with the fragments that pop up to the surface, having no notion of the beautiful structures of which they were once a part." It was on this day in 1812 Napoleon's army invaded the city of Moscow. Napoleon had invaded Russia in June, the Russian forces retreating, leading his army further and further into the country. The French troops were exhausted, hungry by the time they reached Moscow on this day in 1812. Napoleon's secretary wrote, "A curious and impressive sight, the great city spreading out at the end of a naked plain, topped with its 1,200 spires and sky-blue cupolas, strewn with golden stars and linked one to the other with gilded chains. Napoleon was eager for battle, but as they came into the city, the gates were standing open, the streets were deserted, and then they saw that there were small fires all over. The Russians had set fire to their own city. The fires were out of control." The writer Stendhal was among the troops that day. He watched the city burn. He wrote, "It was a splendid spectacle, but it would have been better to be alone or else surrounded by intelligent people in order to enjoy it." So it was impossible to spend the winter in Moscow, and Napoleon began his retreat on October 19th across the plains already covered with snow. One of the great disasters of military history. Thousands died of starvation and hypothermia. Of the nearly 500,000 men who'd set out in June, fewer than 20,000 French soldiers survived. And it was on this day in 1901 that then Vice President Theodore Roosevelt learned that he'd become the 26th President of the United States after the assassination of President William McKinley at the Pan American Exposition in Buffalo. Roosevelt was on a camping trip in the Adirondacks. He rode a buckboard wagon in the middle of a rainstorm down a mountain to get to Buffalo as quickly as he could, and there he became the youngest president of the United States at the age of 42. Here's a poem for today by Jennifer Meyer entitled Love at First Sight. You always hear about it. A waitress serves a man 2 eggs over easy, and she says to the cashier, "That is the man I'm going to marry." And she does. Or a man spies a woman at a baseball game. She is blonde and wearing a blue headband. And being a man, he doesn't say this or even think it, but his heart is a homing bird winging to her perch. And next thing you know, they're building birdhouses in the garage. How do they know, these auspicious lovers? They are like passengers on a yellow bus painted with the dreams of innumerable lifetimes, a packet of sepia postcards in their pocket. And who's to say they haven't traveled backward for centuries through borderless lands, only to arrive at this roadside attraction where chance meets necessity and says, "What time do you get off?" A poem by Jennifer Meyer, Love at First Sight, from her collection Dark Alphabet, published by Southern Illinois University Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can find your favorite poem with the Poetry Tool online at poetryfoundation.org. Production assistance from Katrina Chikala. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.